Thank you, everyone. Good morning, evening. So before we begin, we have about 20 minutes, and I just wanted to orient you to what we'll be doing today. So we, during the retreat, received this Yutok Nintik empowerment. And in a way, the script or sadhana that we'll be going through this meditation, it will be simplified. And if you remember this empowerment, it had these four parts to the empowerment. So the meditation that we'll be doing today in its simplified form is called the Outer Guru Yoga. And in a way, it is a script for going through these empowerments in sequence in a way that you can engage in a daily practice. And just to make clear, a lot of the meditations you'll be introduced to at the beginning of your sessions, they follow a certain curriculum. It begins with something that you'll be going over in your practice group discussion momentarily after this meditation. And that is called the Nondro or preliminaries. So the Nondro or preliminaries are like the foundation of a tree or the foundation of a house. And it really sets the stage particularly for two things, setting your motivation or just bring the heart in the right place for practice. And also what we call generating merit and purifying, just making right circumstances for practice. So the two elements of practice that you'll be going through in the next few weeks are the Nondro preliminaries, as well as the Outer Guru Yoga. And so this short practice session is based around certain principles of tantric meditation. The meditation's been simplified so that you can focus on these principles and then later go back to the script or sadhana and really work with the fine details. So why don't we just jump right in? And I'll just note, tantric meditation is a little different. We speak about concentration or calm abiding and vipassana or special insight. What's unique to tantric meditation as opposed to sutra, which we've trained in mindfulness, concentration. So we bring these two aspects together, and how that works in practice is this concentration aspect. When we visualize ourselves as a deity, it's called generating the deity in the generation stage. We focus on being able to maintain a clear visualization for longer periods of time. And the vipassana or insight, or sometimes translated as analytic, focuses on the details, the clear details of the visualization, as well as the meaning, because it's really important to enter into the symbolism of these deity images. This context is really important because the first meditation, Outer Guru Yoga, is the most complex of all of those in this tradition. So I just want to go through a couple of these elements as we walk through the meditation, and perhaps another time it'll be a little bit more free-flowing like a guided meditation. So I'm going to bring up the image. This should be in your resources in an area called Outer Guru Yoga. And I'll have another file for you, which is just the image. I'll put that in the chat as I'm logging off. So why don't we take a seat wherever you are in your day and begin with this simple process. Relax the body, sitting upright. Allow the breath to flow of its own accord, begin to slow down, and just simply noticing it. And with the mind, completely relax into the present. Often what we find in tantric meditations is in this relaxed resting in our own mind or mind's nature, we bring up the visualization of a hung syllable. That's this syllable here. And it symbolizes your own wisdom nature, which is going to be rising in the form of Medicine Buddha. So first, bring to mind or internally recite the sound of hung, and instantaneously generate the visualization of your body as the Medicine Buddha, as you see here. And if that's unfamiliar, just visualize the body is open and crystal clear and transparent. Now, the first step of the visualization is going to be visualizing on a four-petaled lotus above your head as the Medicine Buddha on your crown. Is yutok. Yutok here, it's important to take a moment to examine some of the iconography. Long silken flowing robes, auburn matted locks, a garland of flower in the hair. And in front of you is a white dakini. What a dakini is will be expressed later, but she's carrying a flute. And her energy is that of pacifying all illnesses, chaos, anything that arises. And as we begin to engage in this tantric meditation, just first the symbolism is that we are entering a mandala that we're going to populate with forms of Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, all our ancestors, our protectors. And at the center of this mandala, it's called the outer mandala. We're invoking and entering the outer mandala as the Medicine Buddha. And above our crown is Yutok. And Yutok, the first skill in meditation that we're going to work with is spatially. So in front of Yutok, above your crown, is a white dakini playing a lute. Her energy is to pacify any kind of hindrances, obstacles, pain, and suffering that we encounter in our life. To our right, or Yutok's right, is a yellow golden dakini holding a flute or a lute, a thigh bone. And her energy is the energy of increase. So when there's been loss or sickness, we call upon the energy of the yellow dakini in the south, who's to our right. And this is to bring about the energy of healing, vitality, and increase. Behind us, or behind Yutok, is a red dakini, and she also holds a thigh bone trumpet. And importantly, to bring together the circumstances to have your work accomplished in life, to bring those together who you need to assemble to get your projects done, to magnetize, it's called. We have a red dakini behind us. And to our left, or Yutok's left, is a green dakini. She holds a mirror, and her energy is to dissolve or clear any obstacles or obstructions when you need to meet a circumstance head on. So in other words, this tantric practice of the outer guru yoga and this outer mandala is basically, it's called the fulfillment of all wishes. And these scripts, a script is called a sadhana. And the purpose of engaging in a tantric sadhana or script is to achieve accomplishment or siddhi. So there's the practice of invoking this mandala. And really we want to, at the outset of the practice, clarify what our deepest intentions for service are. What is the purest desire? And that's why in this practice, we begin with the preliminary practice, which really is there to set the stage for altruistic motivation. And in Tantra, which is a practice that bridges the sutra and the Tantra meditation together, both the material and the spiritual are brought into one practice with our heart in the right place. the altruistic motivation called bodhicitta. So we'll begin knowing the purpose of this practice is really to make clear what it is we want to bring as the healing force through our life into this world. And then we erect this outer mandala called the outer guru yoga. Again, so the first step is to visualize a blue hung seed syllable, visualize ourselves as the medicine Buddha, and bring recollection of Yutok above the crown. Again, in front, a white colored dakini holding a lute or veena. To the right, yellow dakini symbolizing increase. And behind us, a red dakini holding a trumpet bone, signifying magnetizing. And lastly, to our left is a green dakini holding a mirror. So in this first part of the meditation, visualize light emanating from Yutok's crown, throat, and heart, radiating and issuing out into the four corners of the world. And as that radiating lights extend out into space, they invoke countless Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, all of our protectors, all of our mentors, bring them basically into the space like a billowing mass of clouds. As we call and invoke all of our protectors and our mentors into this sacred space, this outer mandala, Yutok and the four dakinis are enlivened, and the visualization becomes clear, and we feel their presence overhead. Maintaining this visualization, we bring to mind our deepest wish, our deepest desire for engaging in this practice. And as we do, light stream from the head and throat and heart of Yutok, as well as his secret chakra. And again, these lights enliven the four dakinis, so we're working spatially, white in front, yellow to the right, green behind, red behind, and green to our left. Now take a moment to clearly make your intent, bring up your intent or aspiration for this practice, and visualize Yutok above head. His right hand is extended in the gesture of giving or Varda Mudra. His left in the mudra of instruction. What's important is in his left hand, the flower that extends from his left fingertips opens up into a vase. And it's this vase which is going to fill with precious life-giving nectar that is going to now fill through our central channel. So begin focusing clearly on one's own body as the medicine Buddha, or just as your healing presence, Yutok above, and visualize lights radiating from his crown, throat, to the heart center, filling out all space. And as that light returns back to this outer mandala, fills this vase to the brim overhead. And as this vase is filled with life-giving nectar, it overflows and drips down into our central channel from the crown to our own throat center, heart, navel, until our whole subtle body is filled with life-giving nectar that we visualize, clearing out any energy of stress, trauma, worry, sickness, and illness. Maintain this visualization, and I'll chant the prayer that you'll find in your booklet. Menjo yuto yonten gombo la japsel lojo dokyatsa tsuchi menjo. Menjo yuto yonten gombo la japsel lojo dokyatsa tsuchi. Menjo yuto yonten gombo la japsel lojo dokyatsa tsuchi. Continue to visualize as if you're taking this empowerment once again, this steady stream of nectar that flows from the vase in Yutok's right hand down to the crown, to the throat, heart, and the secret chakra, filling your whole body with the healing nectar. Feels as if your body is purified of all illness and stress and worry. And one more so you can hear this mantra and practice at home. As you're filling the body and making offerings to these dakinis, the mantra is Om Ahum Mahaguru Guna Sarva Siddhi Unza. Deva da kini hari ni sa sita ring ring samaya za hum bam ho. Om ahum ma guru guna sarva siddhi hum za. Deva da kini hari ni sa sita ring ring samaya za hum bam ho. In its last moment of the outer guru yoga mandala, again, bring to mind the visualization of Yutok above head and the dakini is granting all that's there, all that's necessary, all the resources for you to bring your work to fruition. And you can now dissolve the visualization of the dakinis dissolving into Yutok, and Yutok dissolving into the heart, and your own form as the medicine Buddha dissolving into emptiness, and simply take a moment to rest, refreshed. You can end each session with a dedication in Tibetan or English. I'll read it in English. By the merit, may we quickly achieve the state of Yutok, the king of medicine, and through this may all beings be placed on this level. Gewa diyi nur duta, menjal yutok chup jorne, drowa chikyang malupa, deyi sala gopar sho. So time was already passed, but just to contextualize. Tantric meditation has principles. It's important to know the symbolism because we want to fill it with devotion. Maybe the first time it doesn't make as much sense or is so familiar for everyone, dakinis. So this quickly is called the approach. It's an aspect of the generation stage. It's only the first part of the outer guru yoga. And we begin each practice with the refuge, taking refuge or bodhicitta, which is there in the preliminary practices. And learning this tantric cycle, which is often taught to physicians, you begin with the preliminaries. And the main body of the practice is this outer guru yoga. And I hope you'll go through the second part because it's much simpler. And it's really essential because you'll find these components in most forms of tantric meditation where you accumulate a mantra, Om Ahum Benzra Guru Guna Siddhi Hum, something, any of these root mantras. So just to clarify, you have a foundation practice a little bit more complex guru yoga called an outer mandala. It's because we are taking refuge outwardly, and the next phases of meditation you'll go through are bringing that within. I hope that was clear or useful.